这个是在提摩太前书第三章第二节。
This is recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
说做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导。教导是牧师们一个最主要的工作。
The teaching is one of the most important jobs for a pastor.
第二方面的工作是牧养。
So the second is to pastor the church.
Shepherd. 使徒行传二十章。
Let's go to book, the book of Acts chapter 20.
27到28节。
Verses 27, 28.
使徒行传二十章。
Chapter 20 of the books of Acts.
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。第三方面的工作是管理。
So the third point is manage.
刚才提使徒行传二十八节这边说监督的意思也是以管理的意思。
So here in the verse 28 in the book of Acts is overseer is the same as manager.
那我们再看提摩太前书第五章十七节。
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
五章十七节。
Verse 17.
那善于管理教会的长老，当以为备受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道、教导人的，更当如此。这边同时提到管理跟教导。
Here it talks about directing the affairs and to teach.
牧师的工作，圣经讲得清楚。
The Bible is very clear about the pastor's responsibility.
执事们的工作，圣经没有讲清楚。
But the work of the deacons wasn't very clear.
圣经也提到他们的品格跟家庭的要求。
So there was mention of their character and the requirement for their family.
但是从使徒行传第六章开始。
But from chapter 6 of the 8th,
他们选出了七位的执事。
They elected seven deacons.
这七位执事他们就是帮助牧师来造访教会弟兄姐妹们的需要。
So they were helpchosen to help the pastor to meet the needs of the members of the church.
这让我们看到执事一个很重要的工作就是关怀。
So we can see one of the important job for deacons is the caring.
即做牧师需要他们帮忙的地方。
That's where the pastor needs them to help with.
当一些教会里面。
In a church.
这些合乎神心意的牧师跟执事们在一起。
When those deacons and pastors who meet God's will are gathering together,
他们照着神的方法去带领弟兄姐妹。
They lead the brothers and sisters according to God's method.
他们常常就像耶路撒冷的教会一样，日渐的兴旺。
Oftentimes they will be just like the church in Jerusalem. They will grow every day.
我们两个礼拜前看到执事的资格的第一点。
Two weeks ago, we saw the requirement for the deacons, the first one.
我们看到说他的品格方面有五点。
There were five requirements in their character.
第一个，他必须端庄。
The first, they'll be worthy of respect.
英文很好，就他必须值得人家的尊敬。
So it's worthy of people's respect.
第二个，他不一口两舌。
The second is not double-tongued.
他的话是靠得住的。
His words are dependable.
他还不会讲一些欺骗人的话。
He would not deceive people.
或者讲一些操纵人的话。
Or to manipulate people.
来达到他自己私心的目的。
To fulfill their personal gain.
第三个，他不好喝酒。
So the third is not given too much wine.
他不会沉迷在喝酒的事情上。
They not indulge themselves in wine.
我们也可以把这一点引申到说，他不会受到任何东西的限制。
In other words, we can expand that he will not be limited by anything.
第四个，品格上不贪不义之财。
So the number four is not greedy for money.
他在金钱上 是忠心的。
He's faithful in money matters.
不会给人家有任何的讲话。
So will not give the end people any excuses.
他报税时候是正直的。
He's always right in his tax record.
最后一项。
The last.
要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
So uphold the mystery of faith with a pure conscience.
这一项是最要紧的一项。
This is the most important one.
因为这一项是让教会跟其他的组织不同的地方。
This is what is different the church from other organizations.
在良心上，他不会继续违背神。